Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, January 17th.
The doors are closing.
I assume that's somebody in transit on a metro line. Ken said he was traveling. Okay, so anyway, this is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of January 17th, and our Paul Martin will call the roll.
Okay, Ken Aaron.
Here, I'm the one in transit.
Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Nick Economidis. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Okay, that's seven. We have a quorum.
Okay, I did send out a proposed agenda for the meeting tonight. This meeting was a little up in the air because it wasn't clear if the National Board is meeting tonight, but they are not, so we are. And let me see if I can take a look at my sent mail. And I guess the first thing we're looking for is people to keep time, actually. Do we have any volunteers to keep time on
time.
The... Okay, is that Adriana?
Yes.
And is that for speakers or topics or both?
Normally, I believe that in we don't have limit for speakers in committees. I will keep the issues if you want me. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I hope people could try to keep their remarks for about 90 seconds, and then, you know, we can come back around to people.
I can do both, but, you know, it's not that easy. a point of information, Michael?
Yes.
Do we have Efren on the call?
Not on the call, and I'm aware. I haven't heard him. I did send him the call-in codes again, and I said he was back last week, but I haven't heard anything from him. I didn't receive anything to forward to the committee either as far as the budget. So anyway, this was the proposed agenda, call to order, roll call, timekeepers, agenda approval, discussion for 10 minutes, Pacifica National Office budget if available, presentation for 10 minutes and discussion for 20. Calculation or recommendation on SCA credits and central service payments for the stations, 30 minutes. New business, 15 minutes. Next meeting, 10 minutes. Adjournment by 7:15 p.m. Eastern. I did not receive any additional document from KPFA, and Ahmad Anderson said he couldn't be on the call. He had to deal with a broken furnace. And
Michael, this is Nick Arena.
Yes.
I wondered if I could make a motion, a proposal here. Would it be appropriate to do it at this time?
If you want to add something to the agenda?
Well, I'm going to propose that we cancel or postpone tonight's meeting, given that we don't have the information for, I think, the main purpose of the meeting, which was the national office budget, and that this is an additional meeting this month, which is going to have to result in another meeting to have not only the national budget but the other pieces of information that you requested last Friday. It just seems like this meeting is not going to accomplish much because we don't have enough information, and we'd be better off postponing it to another night in the future where we have that information.
Okay, I guess we should entertain that. Yes, Ken, go ahead.
Do you require seconds on that?
I don't think we need seconds in committee.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, who's asking for the floor?
Our call for staff or whatever we're doing.
Okay, so I'm going to say that motion is in order and that we should discuss it, the motion to cancel tonight's meeting. Is that? Can you repeat what your motion was exactly?
Sure. My motion would be, and I sent it, but very close to the time the meeting start, that we postpone tonight's meeting until the information that was requested last week, and that the position of the national office budget is available, so we actually have the most important things to discuss. So we postpone the meeting until that information is available.
Okay, so no specific date, just to postpone the meeting until that information becomes available. All right, so, point of order, who's that?
A motion to cancel a meeting that's already started, I think, would be out of order. Perhaps what the member wants to do is move to adjourn, since there's already a meeting posted for next Wednesday, the 25th. You know, there's already a meeting posted for then. So I would suggest that a motion to cancel a meeting that has already begun is out of order, but that, of course, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Michael, I would take R. Paul's recommendation, withdraw the motion, have a motion to adjourn as R. Paul has described.
I have a point
of information. I heard a point of information first from Adriana and then Serene.
Yes. Michael, did you receive any information or any communication from the KPFA people? The general manager, the business manager.
Yes, I had a conversation. With the general manager, the business manager, about the what we were asking for, and explained again that we wanted a response to the questions and full budget document, and to incorporate the actuals and the SEA, motion. And I didn't receive anything further back after the conversation. But I can see.
Okay,
let me search my email for a second. Hang on a second. I just want to.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. What I want to understand is if that was an informal telephone conversation, or you send, or is a trade of emails back and forth with them. Because we are in the last, I don't know, 4 months, 3 or 4 months, asking for the same information since the previous treasurer. Do we have any trail of emails?
The last email I got, I was just checking again, was December 20th. This is a telephone conversation. Let's see here. January 13th, do I have... I got an email from Maria Negret on the 12th, again, objecting to the impact of the SCA motion only, didn't provide any other documentation.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't want to go back and forth. Serene also had a question, and it should be pertinent somehow to this question of adjourning, which is what's on, before us at the moment. Serene,
I don't know why you, I don't, you, okay. I would like us to, I don't know what, I do not want us to adjourn before we itemize what is needed from each, what is needed for each budget to have it ready for the PNB. I would like us to prepare an itemized list, and I would like that list to be sent to the IED and the PNB.
Point of order.
Okay, so that's not really a question. That was an objection. What was your point of order?
A motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Michael, I asked for the parliamentary inquiry. Excuse me?
Okay.
So I need, that's my question. What do we need to do to get the list that I'm suggesting we get?
Point of order, Mr. Chair, is Chair Rules.
The response to the inquiry would be that we would not adjourn. We don't have a meeting.
This is Ken. Personal privilege.
Okay.
I may get cut off, so I support the motion to adjourn. just in case I go into a tunnel here. I have
All right. Well,
yes, on the motion to adjourn.
All right. I guess Arpal is going to call the roll on the motion to adjourn.
Okay, the motion is to adjourn. Ken Aaron.
Yeah, well, he was saying that he
Ahmad Anderson. Like,
can we hear the answer from the members, please?
Ken Aaron? Is Ken Aaron there? Okay. Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis. R. Paul Martin, pass. Tony Norman.
Pass.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Okay, Ken Aaron. Do we have a ruling from the chair? Because the chair said to put him in, yes, but is it objection?
I'm sorry.
The chair's ruling.
Point of procedure.
I'm asking the chair a question. Could I get an answer, please?
Yes, but I heard a point of procedure. What's your point of procedure,
Adriana? Point of procedure is to vote. We are in an open meeting. Our members have the right to hear the members voting. It's the only thing that is valid. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, do we have a ruling from the chair one way or another here? Because you said he was in, another member has objected. What now?
Well, he was expressing his opinion before you actually called the roll, but he said he wanted to be on record as favoring adjournment. So
we all know that. What's the chair's ruling? Do we count him as a yes, a no, an abstain? What?
I would say to count him as having voted.
I have a point of order.
Okay, I vote him. Count him as what?
I said I would count him as having voted because he said he was about to go into a tunnel. What's your point of order?
I object.
Voted how?
You have to be on the call when we're calling the roll in order to vote. I've had that happen to me at PND meetings before, even on motions that I've made.
Okay, Mr. Chair, you got it.
Okay. I'll rule on the point of order that he was not present in voting when the vote was called. However, the tally is not over yet, is it? I heard several people passing.
All right, so...
So just continue your tally.
The chair is now ruling. Hold on. The chair is now ruling that...
Call the roll.
On the point of order that was just raised, I said I'll agree with the point of order. He was not present in voting when the tally was taken. But the tally's not over, so please complete the tally.
All right. Ken Aaron. Ahmad Anderson. Nick Economidis. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Okay. 2-4, 4 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion to adjourn is defeated. We're back to the question of tonight's agenda.
This is Serene.
Serene, yes.
Okay, so I would like us to put on the agenda a review of needed information.
Okay, and where do you want that in? For how long?
For as long as it takes, and right away. Right away. I mean, I don't think...
Okay, so we'll say that the first time of business after we complete approving the agenda, is that what you're saying?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Yeah. Who's making the motion to approve the agenda?
Robert's moves the agenda.
Okay.
So Roberts is moving to approve the agenda. Now, there's an amendment somewhere?
Yes, Robert Joseph just made an amendment to the agenda.
And could I hear that?
To review and itemize all needed information for all budgets, all outstanding information for all budgets. No, let's do needed instead. Sorry.
Hello, this is Efren.
Efren, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any documentation for us, Efren?
Basically, none really, because
I understand that
I should adjust the central services. However, based on the budgets forwarded to me by Michael earlier this year, there was no basis for me to consolidate the SEA fees, because the approved budgets did not show any SEA payments and collections. I mean collections and increase in the central services payments.
Yeah, all the approval motions had a proviso that the central services would have to be changed based on what was agreed to by the national board. But I'm asking as far as documentation, as far as the national office.
Well, the only documentation would be the same one which I have submitted, which I had emailed, when was that? December.
Okay, but you said this, and that was provisional and was going to require some updating, so that hasn't been updated yet, is what I'm asking.
Actually, the only change that will happen in that budget which I submitted would be the presentation of the central services.
Okay. In any case, we're in the middle of a discussion about the agenda for tonight's meeting, so we'll go back to that, noting your presence, and our Paul will...
This is Serene.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your point of order? That'll take precedence.
The point of order is the motion on the floor currently is defective because it cites an adjournment time of 7:15 p.m. Eastern. I suspect that should be 10:15 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. And then when we get back to the floor, I want to be on the stack for something about the agenda.
Okay, we'll consider that. Is there any objection to amending the agenda adjournment time to 10:15 Eastern? Apologies for...
No problem.
Okay, so hearing no objection, and that will be corrected. But actually, what's currently on the floor is Serene's amendment to add an item at the start of the agenda regarding... detailing what additional information is required for each of the budgets. I don't know the exact language. Are you able to email that to the committee, Serene?
In a few minutes. I can't do it right away. But I also wanted to... I'm glad Efren is back. But I guess I'm questioning whether it would be a good use of his time to even stay on this call, as opposed to you all having a conversation tomorrow, whatever the case, about what we're looking for, especially once we're done with this list, since some of that will include providing actuals, right? A lot of the motions that we passed at the last meeting, or perhaps it was the meeting before, required that we get updated actuals.
I have the actuals until November, and I can email it later tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Tony, for a question, point of information.
If he's on the call, let him stay on the call for now. Is your question, Tony, regarding Serene's amendment?
Yes.
If that's actually on the floor. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to ask Efren if he wouldn't mind staying on the call, because I'd like to, since we do have him and he's really the acting controller, we'd have to ask him some questions, if he wouldn't mind asking, giving us an update on the finance of the foundation, ask him questions about that. If you wouldn't mind staying on the call for that.
I can stay on the call.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
At this time, I wouldn't mind putting him at the top of the agenda.
Okay. Let me take a look back what the agenda was. All right, so we had, I'm sorry, right now there's an amendment before us to add after agenda approval and before item 5, which is the Pacifica National Office budget if available and presentation for 10 minutes, an item on detailing exactly what information we require regarding each of the budgets. Is there any objection to adding that?
Question?
I object.
Question?
Okay, yeah.
I have a review and itemized all needed information for all budgets. And I don't...
You have what?
The motion I have is to review and itemize all needed information for all budgets. I don't have...
Okay, that's what I'm referring to.
...where to put it, and I don't have a time for it.
Where to put it was what I just said right after agenda approval, and no time was specified. I heard an objection, so we'll have some further discussion. Can you say what your objection is?
Yeah, I'd like to speak against the motion. I don't think it's a good use of time on the telephone to enumerate what's needed for these budgets. I think it would be far more productive if Efren and or whoever's ultimately responsible for the budget send an email listing the items that are needed, similar to what you sent out last week, Michael, that would state what's needed for the budgets for their final approval. Spending time on the phone for that, to me, is just not an efficient use of time.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what all that noise was.
Paul,
you're asking for the floor?
Yeah. I have to say, I don't think an unlimited time for this is a good idea. I think it should have a time attached to it. I also agree that going back and forth in the phone, we've all done this enough times, going back and forth in the phone with items, detailed items, is a lot more difficult unless you have it written in front of you. Just verbally doing this back and forth, we're going to get lost in that. So I agree with the previous speaker on that. Plus, I think I can't vote for this if we have no time limit on it.
Okay. Does anybody want to speak in favor of the amendment to the agenda?
Point of information?
Yes, what's your question, Adriana?
Do we have, Seri, do you have a time for this?
I hadn't specifically said, when I don't think it should take us more than 10 minutes per agenda, per budget, if that much, because we've been through them. If Michael wants to volunteer to spend hours, some time tomorrow doing it, and then provide it to the committee for feedback. If folks prefer to do that by email, that's fine. But I do think we need to be absolutely clear about what is needed, because call after call, we seem to find ourselves repeating the same question. So maybe they're just being directed at the wrong parties, and maybe instead of, asking the treasurer to talk to the GM, maybe we need to have the IED talk to the GM.
Okay, any further discussion? I couldn't quite get if you were suggesting a specific time limit or not, Serene, in response to...
I said I don't think it should take more than 10 minutes per budget.
Okay, but we're talking about 7 budgets, so...
Well, we don't really have the national office budget, but yeah, we still have to have the conversation, so that's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Point of information.
Okay. Yes, what's your question, Adriana?
Did I hear you, Serene? Maybe I misunderstood you, but you said that you believe that that the chair can do that, and we can do that this by email by tomorrow instead of replacing your motion?
I'm saying that we have a committee meeting scheduled for tonight. I don't see why it would be any more impossible to have the discussion tonight than it's been any other night that we've laid out the items. I just want us to prepare, one, to be able to provide to the IED a single list of what is missing from each of the budgets. We have several motions that address this shortage and that necessity, but we need to put it all together in a way that's simple enough to just transmit and say, you know, I need the status of this. I need this stuff updated by Friday or whatever the case is. We're just going around and around on the same stuff.
Michael, I'd like to speak against the motion again.
Okay, I think, you know, people have spoken in favor. We had two people speak opposed to it. The member motivated it.
She's gotten to speak again about motivating it. I want to speak against it again for the point of we're wasting our time on the phone in these discussions. You've started a list. Efren could prepare what's necessary to talk on the phone about these items. Is a complete waste of time.
Okay, your point is made. So, Arpal, do you want to call the roll on the amendment?
Okay, the amendment is to amend the agenda by adding the item to review and itemize all needed information for all budgets right after agenda approval, and there is no time limit on this discussion. Ken Aaron.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. There was a time limit that was proposed. It was 10 minutes per budget.
So now it's, okay, so hold on now. It's 10 minutes per budget. Let's see. Okay. So. Okay, so with 10 minutes per budget. Okay, so now it is to review and itemize all needed information for all budgets. Put it right after agenda approval, and it will be 10 minutes per budget. Ken Aaron. Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Pass.
Nick Economidis. R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman,
no.
Michael Novick,
abstain.
Serene Roberts,
yes.
Going back, Ken Aaron, Ahmad Anderson, Adriana Kasanov,
yes.
Nick Economidis. 2-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, that amendment is defeated. Any further amendments?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We pass it 10 minutes from the agenda approval or
okay, yes. We're at time. I agree.
Point of order?
What's the point of order and who's making it?
Point of order is we haven't set the agenda yet, so you can't have a time limit on setting the agenda.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Sorry.
Plus, we have
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Chair's ruling that that's in order. That's well taken, is it?
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Are you the chair?
Yes. What's your point of order?
I move to approve the agenda original that our poll already said when setting proposed head amendment. When you start discussing, you talk about approval agenda, then count the time for that, and you start talking about the amendments. What are we talking about here? Are we
No, what he's saying is that since we haven't approved the agenda yet, there's no time limit set for the question of approving the agenda, unfortunately. In any event, I was asking, are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Yes.
Yes, Tony.
Tony, what's your amendment?
Only what I stated. I hope we get to Efren first.
At this point, the next thing on the agenda is the Pacifica National Office budget, if available, or a presentation for 10 minutes. So I would say that in the absence of any new documentation, Efren should still review the state of the National Office financing and other questions that people have. There's 20 minutes for discussion of that in the existing agenda.
Paul?
Yes.
All right. What we have is we have next meeting after new business, and this is not how it should go. We should put we should reverse those. We should reverse the order. Of, let's
okay.
put next meeting in front of before new business. That's my amendment.
Okay. Any objection to that? Hearing none, can you reverse it in the final approved agenda? Thank you. All right. Hearing any further, no further amendments. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? All right. Hearing none, we'll proceed. The next item of business is the Pacific National Office budget, if available, and a presentation by a friend. A friend, can you share the current state of the budget and the financing? You said that it was the same, but I know that the there's been like a part-time hire, for example, how that's affected it. Anything else that you think is pertinent? What's the state of the central service payments being made currently and so on? Yeah, for any of you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're referring to the central services?
I'm sorry. For example, I know that person who's been hired as a business manager at KPFK is part-time at KPFK, and I believe part-time at the national office, so I'm assuming that has to be integrated into the national office budget. If you can refresh our memories on when you have funding for the CFO position and where that stands as far as your budget is concerned. Where we stand in terms of central service payments, it would be helpful to, you said you could get us the actuals through November. When will the actuals through December be available? Anything else you can talk about?
I'm preparing actually right now a summary of the collections of central services. I understand you have a meeting tomorrow, so I'll forward that summary, updated summary tomorrow.
No, our next meeting is the 25th. That's I think it's a week from Wednesday. And I doubt that I'll be on that call myself because I'll be flying back from the East Coast. Tony, did you have a specific question you wanted to address to Efren?
Like Efren, if you could tell us where we are in terms of Pacifica National finances, in terms of paying our monthly obligations as a foundation, and at least for the next couple of months, do we look on track to do that? And what are some of the major cash flow issues that we're confronted with in the short term here?
As far as cash is concerned, we are really very, very much short in cash. The reason is only KPFA is paying us central services. We used to receive also from KPFK. And,
right, but $99,000 received from KPFK for the national
enterprise. Yeah, with that accident where KPFK was money was taken by the bank, KPFK is not paying us anymore. So basically, the same situation which I had been forwarding to Michael and also about the cash position or cash balances or cash flow projection, it hasn't changed at all. It's basically negative all the time, so that whenever we have some collections, what I do is budget some money for the salaries and health care. Right now, we are basically negative. The only thing that keeps us alive is we hold payments to vendors. Maybe it will be helpful if I send to Michael tomorrow a copy of the latest cash flow projection for the next until February, end of February. I tried actually sending that to the NFC, but it bounced. It used to bounce. It always bounced. I don't know why. But Michael is able to receive from me. I think for two or three times I had forwarded to Michael copies of our cash flow projections. And he will confirm that everything is negative. What keeps us alive is the 23,000 SEA fees that we received, plus the amount that we collect from KPFK, which is 34,666. With that 34,666 and 23,000, or total of almost 57,000, we pay salaries of the employees, health insurances, as well as the all the other insurances that we pay to their manual insurance. Unless all the stations start paying us, of course, I am not really optimistic. But unless we receive from the stations some money monthly, I don't think we can survive.
Okay, Adriana?
Yes. Hi, Efren. Efren, can you send us, please, the state of the central service and the healthcare by station until today? Because I know that most of the stations, or at least some of the stations, are in front right. How could it be that they don't send the central service?
Well, we
can you please send that information to us?
I'll send tonight.
Actually,
I can even send right now, but it does not reflect yet the collection we made from KPFA. But I have basically only, it is only KPFA who is updated. So I can send it right now. I'll send to Michael, and Michael can distribute, because I cannot send to the NFC.
I understand. My problem with that is the misinformation, because we have, I think that at the beginning of the month, we have from you some of the figures, and we have like KPFC, that is the one that I remember, was the debt was more than $83,000. But we heard our general manager talking about, and our treasurer talking about $60,000 only. Do you know exactly the number from KPSD?
I had the figure. I'm just getting the figure right now. It is...
Michael?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, I'm wondering when it would be. I'd like to pass a motion or offer a motion with regard to getting those updates on an ongoing basis. When would it be appropriate for me to do that?
I think that would be fine. Now we have 20 minutes scheduled for discussion and actions around national office budgeting. So what is your motion?
My motion is that the NFC requests that the IED direct the controller to send to the NFC chair a report on the status of central payments, central service payments, healthcare, what else goes through the national office?
Hello, I have just sent to Michael Novick the collectibles as of December 19. The only change there is the collection from KPFA of Central Services.
I'm forwarding that to
everybody. Please forward that to the NFC.
Yes. Yes, I just did. And maybe you should discuss with R. Paul off the call how to make sure you're actually on that list. I have, apparently Ahmed has the same problem. He's still not on the list.
Well, no. R. Paul for stat?
Go ahead.
Yeah. The problem is people aren't accepting their invitations. Efren was sent, has been sent in the past. Ahmed was invited on January 10th. So we have people not taking their invitations. We could just vote to add the people in, although Yahoo recommends against that. But anyway, that's why we're not getting people in. They're not accepting their invitations to join.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor right now. After that the motion is completed, I will make a motion for you to add them directly. I know what Yahoo does or doesn't, but you can. So I think we should at this point. But the discussion right now is on the motion that the committee request the IED direct the controller to provide regular updates on central service payments and insurance coverage. Is that right?
Yeah, and I was trying to remember what other bill would be going through the national office. What other service we require?
Exactly.
Mr. Chair, can I read what I
have? I assume that people are going to get paid. I mean, they fund payroll differently. I would hope that doesn't become something that needs reporting. I hope it just happens every time it's supposed to happen. But if you think it's needed, it's scary, but you can add it.
Yes, please.
Okay, R. Paul, you want to reread what you have so far? And we'll see what you want to answer.
The NFC requests that the interim executive director direct the controller to send to the NFC chair a report on the status of central services payments and health care insurance.
Are we adding anything
to that? Adriana wants to add payroll funding.
For payroll funding, there is no problem with that because every station wants to receive payroll. If they don't fund payroll, then they don't get paid.
They don't get paid.
So payroll is not
okay.
A problem.
Yes, please then don't have it.
So that's separate from what comes out of central service payments, you're saying? The other things do come out of central service payments and other national office income? Is that right? The things that were specified in that motion are things that are coming out of central service payments and other national office income as opposed to the payroll.
Stations are required to fund their own health benefits also. I think what happens sometimes is that if a station does not have that payment, the national office begs, borrows hard.
If I may answer, we could not do that anymore. There's no, we could not borrow any money from any other stations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the motion. Is there any further discussion of that motion? Any objections to that motion?
Well, why don't I read it?
We should hear it again.
NFC requests that the interim executive director direct the controller to send to the NFC chair a report on the status of central services payments and health care insurance.
Monthly.
Yeah, that was what I said, regular reports.
All right, monthly, so the word monthly at the very end?
Or before the word reports.
If I may interrupt.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Efren.
Yeah. If I may interrupt, has Michael forwarded to you the the report, which of Central Services and Healthcare Collectibles?
I did just forward it. I'm looking at it myself now.
If you could forward to them so they will see what...
Yes, I forwarded it to the committee right after you sent it to me.
We have it.
So that's to November 30th and then to December.
This is Chad.
I'm sorry.
Yes?
We passed the 10 minutes for the presentation, and we should be here 20 minutes for the discussions.
Yeah, we're in the discussion period.
Okay, thank you.
This is Ken. Can I be recognized? Point of information. Hello?
Hi, Storm. Am I still on the phone? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Michael.
And my phone is doing something weird.
This is Ken. Can I be recognized?
I think Michael just hung up to call back in. So maybe your secretary can recognize you.
Well, in the absence of Michael, Ken, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My concern is that the controller may not, the stations or business managers of the stations may not forward the required information to the controller so that he can send that report. And I just wanted to ask the controller if he has trouble getting that data, or will he be able to perform if we pass this motion?
It's not data, it's money. They either spend the money or they don't.
Okay.
All right, Michael, you're not here yet? Okay, Michael isn't here for the moment. So we're at discussion and action at this point in time, he said. But we haven't disposed of the motion that was made. So that motion is still on the floor.
So this is Ken?
Yeah.
I recommend we vote on the motion.
Yeah. Michael, is that you coming back? No, I guess it was not. All right. Yes, since the
point
chair,
of order.
Before he left,
point
declared
order.
We were at discussion and action. That's the
point of order.
Yeah. Please allow me, if I'm going to chair this part of it, to get a sentence out before you clobber it with a point of order. Thank you. So the chair put us on to the next thing, which is discussion and action. So... we probably need to get on to voting on this particular motion. What is the point of order?
The chair before he left indicated we were already in the discussion period, so...
Yeah, I know.
Is that you, Michael?
Yes, that's me coming back on. I'm going to let my phone join.
We're very happy to have you back.
All right. I apologize. I'm going to have to stay on voice, speakerphone, because I can't put the phone in my ear without knocking it off the call for some reason. That's not me. I didn't touch anything.
All right, Michael, you said you're at discussion and action. There is a motion on the floor.
Yes.
So, if we're going to the next item on the agenda... we need to dispose of the motion which was made in the previous item.
No, I took the motion with the understanding we were already in the discussion and action period. Not me, I don't know what's happening.
What?
I don't know what all the noise was coming from. That wasn't me. Adriana, my understanding is that the 10 minutes expired before you actually called time on it.
Yes.
And that we were already in the discussion and action section. And so that's
point of order. Point of order.
Yeah.
If time ran out during a time when there was a motion on the floor, time's out, we vote on the motions. That's Robert's
rule. You misunderstand. There were two separate agenda items, Ken. There was a 10-minute period for presentation and then a 20-minute period for discussion. What I'm saying is that we were already in the 20-minute discussion period when I accepted the motion. So if there's no further discussion about the motion.
A motion was made. Discussion is over. We can vote on the motion.
Point of information or point of order, yes. Mr. Chair.
Excuse me. Please be quiet, Mr. Aaron. I'm the chair. I'm back on the phone, and I'm recognizing Adriana for a point of information.
Okay. My question was, we have, I keep in the chime, obviously, but what I don't understand really is we have a whole motion on the floor, right, that is set in motion.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, that's okay. What's on the floor.
Okay. Is any more discussion on the issues, or because I remember that you asked before, but I'm not that sure.
Okay. My understanding is that we're in the discussion on motion action period. I can't remember exactly when that began, but if there's no further discussion of Serene's motion, we'll vote on that motion, and then we might have any other additional motions before the time expires on this part of the agenda.
Mr. Chair?
I have another point of information, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
We have 10 people on the call. And supposedly we are only 7 members present, and Efren.
We have...
Lubab said that 10 people on the call.
Okay, R. Paul, what is the current roster of who's on the committee on the call right now that you're aware of?
The people that have answered the roll call are Ken Aaron, Nick Arena, Adriana Kasanov, R. Paul Martin, Tony Norman, Michael Novick, and Serene Roberts. That's
okay.
Seven.
And then, okay, plus Efren.
Efren is on.
Efren is on, and... Fred Blair is on. That should be 9.
Who's on?
Fred Blair is on. Was on.
Oh, okay. But he doesn't count for the meeting. Yeah, okay.
So that should be 9. You're saying that there are 10 people on the call?
Yes, Michael.
Okay.
I did before us group up to give us a list of the people that are in the meeting.
I can't access LoopUp. I'm not sure how you did. I have a different account with LoopUp than the one that handles this call. But I'll check with the KIP people. Okay, right before us at the moment is the question of the Serene's motion to make a request to the IED. Is there any further discussion of that motion?
Chair, there was a point of order earlier that the time ran out. Plus, I also have to say, you can't say, some vague time ago, we went to another agenda item. That's not how it works.
I didn't say some time ago. I said that we had
10 minutes. Adriana Kasanov called for the orders of the day, which put us into the discussion and action. That's when it happened. It didn't happen at some time before then. So basically, the minutes are going to show that we went to discussion and action at 9:19 p.m. Eastern, because that's when the calls for the order of the day were made, and we went to that. The motion is from the previous agenda item, and it really needs to be dealt with immediately.
I'm asking you to call for the roll on that. Just call the roll on that motion.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, the motion is the NFC requests that the interim executive director direct the controller to send to the NFC chair monthly reports on the status of central services payments and health care insurance. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena.
No.
Huh?
Adriana Kasanov.
Comments, please.
Yes.
Nick Economidis. R. Paul Martin passed. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes. Yeah.
Going back. Ahmad Anderson. Nick Economidis. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Okay, 6-4, one against, zero abstentions.
Okay, that passes, correct? This is a question to Adriana. Is there any time remaining in our discussion, the 20 minutes allotted for discussion?
6 minutes.
Okay, so I would ask people to direct their comments to the information that was forwarded regarding that exact question of the central services. Did everybody receive that?
Michael, this is Nick. I'd like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Nick.
Efren?
Yeah.
My question is given the challenge faced with the central services payments, are you and the interim executive director and the PNB looking for other ways for the PNO to have additional revenue? And if so, what are some of the other ways that you're exploring to be able to enhance the revenue of the national office?
Well, national office does not have the capacity to make pitches to the listeners, so we cannot do fan drive, but we can do mail drive. So that's the only thing that I see as a possible additional source of income for national office. Of course, that is in addition to, just in case, to the stations paying national office regularly the central services.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier, we collect right now only from KPFA, which is 34,666 a month, plus 23,000 SEA fees.
Yeah.
And that's what we use currently for salaries, health insurance, and also the other insurances and vendors.
Yes.
We just pay when we can.
Yes, and I understand. Just a follow-up to that, have you explored at all the seeking a major donor or benefactor that would provide a loan against the buildings that are owned by the foundation?
That is currently, I understand that is currently.
There is a point of order. Can people stop talking for a second so I can recognize the point of order? What was your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, we are in the discussion on actions first. And the second thing is some things need to be, we cannot ask the controller, he's telling us that his hands are full, trying to keep the information and all the accountability. I think that the main issue is that the stations need to pay their money to the central service instead of asking anybody need to, carry their own weight. Please, please, we need to concentrate and we cannot keep Efren answering things that is not part of his job description.
Yeah, I'm going to just say to Nick that there was a long, separate discussion at the national board level. There was a list of priorities put out, including looking into borrowing against properties, and that's in process. I did have a question to Efren regarding this document he sent us, because you're showing KPFK with a zero payment, and I think that the seizure of funds from KPFK should be handled the same way as KPFK having forwarded money at the direction of the national board to cover national expenses for the elections and the audit. This should be done in the same way. It should be seen as a credit against central services for. So to say that the KPFK has not made any central service payments, I think, is inaccurate. I don't know how you handle that in the financing, but it seems clear to me that the station has covered